Think you live in a free country? Think again. You are actually the property of a corporation called the United States of America. It is a corporation that, of course, is a for-profit corporation. And your Social Security number is your worker number, just like the concentration camp victims of the Nazi era had prisoner numbers, you know, tattooed into their skin. You have a Social Security number that's tied to your identity. It's etched into your records, you could say. And that is a number that shows that you are the property of the United States of America. Now, why does the United States of America need property of people? The real reason why you have value in this corporation of the United States of America is because in order to print money, to create new money and sell debt, which is how the deep state controllers, the globalists, you know, the political elite, this is how they maintain control, is they create new money from nothing. But the only reason they can get away with that is because the creditors, in other words, the institutions buying that debt around the world, know that the United States of America can always tax human resources. They can always tax the workers. You are a necessary component, or really the confiscation of tax money from you is a necessary component of the massive global scam of central banking money creation. Understand that the central banks would never be able to create all this money. The Treasury would not be able to sell debt unless the corporation of the United States had already laid claim to your future earnings. Your Social Security number provides securitization to the debt creation of the country. That is why the people who control the money are in power, and that is why you are a wage slave. All of us are, myself included. All of us who pay taxes into the corporation of the United States of America, we are enabling the political elite, the globalists, the controllers, to create new money and to hand out that money to their friends or fund their favorite projects, military projects, banking projects, transhumanism, depopulation, you name it. The only way they're allowed to do that or able to do that is because you are a wage slave. This is why there's such a push to control everything about you and to maximize the government confiscation of your earnings. Taxes are a form of gunpoint confiscation. And you notice that in the states that are the most Democrat-leaning or left-leaning, they have, of course, the highest confiscatory taxes, to the point where people are fleeing New York and fleeing California and fleeing Illinois because the taxes are too insane. Who can afford to live there? But no matter where you go in America, you still have to pay the federal taxes. And the federal taxes are, of course, a scam because they take Social Security money out of your earnings. Your employer pays half of it, and then you pay the other half out of your paycheck. And so this money is said to be part of your Social Security, and you're going to get that money back one day, they say. Well, of course, it's all a big fat lie. The money doesn't exist. The money's already been spent. And the real term, Social Security, means the securitization of the social construct to fund the criminal cartels of the banksters and the globalists who are running the world's fiat currency systems. Social Security means that you're providing security for them, not for you. There's no security in Social Security when the government has already spent the money and the government can't be trusted to give you the money back that you already put in there, the money that you earned that they took from you at gunpoint, essentially, you're never going to get back. It's all a scam. The United States of America is like any other country in the world where it's been accurately described as a tax farm. The whole point of this tax farm is to trick you into producing things that are then stolen from you by those in charge. So it's not only that your income is stolen from you, but then when you purchase a piece of land, you have to keep paying year after year after year property taxes, which means you don't even own the land, technically. You're just leasing it from the government. And if you don't believe me, stop paying property taxes, and see what happens. You don't really hold title to your property, your home, even your business. And you don't hold title to your own assets, because guess what happens after you die? Well, there are inheritance taxes. And granted, there's a certain amount set aside that you can pass on to your children without incurring additional taxes. But that amount can always be changed, can't it? They can decide to take everything. In fact, today, many family farms, because of real estate price inflation, the farms have become worth so much that when the farm owner dies, the family has to sell the farm to pay the tax burden. And so they don't really inherit the farm. It's gone. They had to sell it. So this is how government really works. It's not working for you. It's working to exploit you. And every nation in the world is just another gang. And the people who run the nation are just a different type of gangster. The people who run America are gangsters. And if you don't believe me, just take a look at James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Barack Obama, you know, John Brennan. These are gangsters. And these gangsters were willing to commit all kinds of crimes to make sure that their gang stayed in power. So not only are they carrying out gangster type of crimes against you, the wage earner, the property owner, they're carrying out gangster level crimes against other factions that they don't want to have power in the tax farm system, because it's such a sweet scam that they're running. They can just take money from people, or they can print money anytime they want by the trillions. They can raise the taxes on you. They can never go broke because they can always steal more money from you or print more money themselves. And as part of the scam, they try to convince you to believe that you are free. You're not free at all. You're a wage slave living under a system of Orwellian surveillance, a system that is designed to keep you down, to keep you diseased, to literally dumb you down with neurological poisons that are deliberately put into the water supplies, such as fluoride, and in some cases lead, and pharmaceuticals and so on. You are supposed to be nothing but a sheeple. You're supposed to be neurologically damaged. You're supposed to be socially programmed to be a conformist so you don't speak out against the system. In fact, everything that's constructed for your mind is a mental prison. Everything that you watch on the news, everything that you see in pop culture, movies, and music, everything is an extraordinary lie. And it's all designed so that you don't question this reality and break out of your bubble and have a moment of awakening or a moment of even just simple clarity. In the Roman Empire, it was the same scam. The emperor owned all the people of Rome. The wage slaves were called citizens of Rome, and they were heavily taxed by Rome. But then you had these slave workers who worked for the citizens. And the slave workers were paid essentially nothing, and they were considered the property of the citizens, while the citizens were considered the property of the emperor. In none of those cases is anyone free. No one is free in ancient Rome, just like no one is free today in modern America, because the system was never designed around freedom. The Roman emperor was immune to the rule of law because he was the law, and that's the same way the gangsters who run America operate today. What do we do about it? Well, what we do is we continue to support these efforts to tear down the deep state, which is what President Trump is trying to do. We continue to challenge the fake news media. We continue to challenge the evil criminal cartels of YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. We call for the arrest and criminal prosecution of the CEOs of those tech companies. We homeschool our children and challenge the false indoctrination of the public school system. This is how we do it. You stand up, you have the courage, you speak out, you try to make changes in the system. You support those who are spearheading the resistance against tyranny. And so continue to support us, and we will continue to tell the truth on all this. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission. and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.